Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa. Today on the show, I welcome Gina Eliotti, and I have been such a fan of this woman for so long. I first learned about her, way back in probably 2006, 2007-ish, when I was first reading blogs, when I first started my own blog. The people that I gravitated to back then tended to be in the figure competition space, and Gina was just crushing it back then. In fact, I'm going to see if I can quote, I'm looking at her bio here right now. Gina earned her IFBB Pro card in 2005 and quickly became one of the world's top figure competitors, winning many titles, including Miss Figure International at the prestigious Arnold Classic, and being runner-up at the Figure Olympia 3 years in a row. She's a certified personal trainer, certified CrossFit instructor, certified yoga instructor, a specialist in fitness nutrition, as well as a marathon runner. All of that aside, I discovered Gina probably just through blogs, quite frankly. And she has a DVD that she put out back then. I'm trying to think of the title of it. I should have brought it in here. But it was really ahead of its time, ahead of social media at that point. And it was, you know, again, those were probably the days when the embryo of Fitfluential was happening in my mind, because I realized that so many of us find somebody that we look up to and that we want to learn from, and we just want to, as my friend had a blog that the name of her blog was "The Juice is Worth the Squeeze." And I've used that phrase so many times, and I think about, you know, when I would find somebody like Gina, I just wanted to squeeze as much information out of her, all the advice. What did she do? What did she wear? Where did she train? How did she train? And her video that came out on DVD was one of those things that I bought and learned so much from. But Gina's a fantastic individual, and I can say after following her online and watching her expand her mini fitness empire, she's only become more talented. She's expanded her repertoire of expertise, obviously. She's very, very passionate about showing women, particularly mothers, that you can get fit. You can get fit and not have it invade your lifestyle. In fact, she's very passionate about showing women that you can work out in, you know, less than 20 minutes a day and with kids. In fact, most of her content on social media will show her working out in her garage, her homemade gym in her garage with her kids. So she's fantastic. She walks the walk. She's a perfect example of what I feel fitness and a fitness lifestyle does. You just keep looking better. You look better because you feel better and you're loving your life. So I know you're going to learn a lot in this interview. Again, especially those of you that are young moms, new moms, kind of feeling like you just can't do it. You will walk away from this interview being blown away, completely motivated, and you will fall as much in love with Gina as I am. She's a tremendous individual, and we can't wait to have her back on the show regularly. So please sit back and enjoy this interview with Gina Eliotti. Woman crush on from a fitness perspective forever. And if you've been following my Instagram, especially the past 6 months, you've seen that I've made her zucchini protein bread recipe that I'm obsessed with. I had made it yesterday. I will make it after my training session today. Gina is here with us, and I am so excited for you to meet her. Gina, are you ready to go?
I'm so excited to be here. Let's do it.
Awesome. Well, Gina, I told everybody a little bit about your professional background, obviously in the bio, and you have not only a great professional background in the competition space, but currently, you know, when I look at your site, I'm like, oh my God, personal trainer, CrossFit coach, yoga instructor, marathon runner, overall, just, these are my words, overall, badass, awesome, beautiful, gorgeous woman. mom who fits in her fitness and just makes it look so easy. But What I always like to ask of my guests when they're first on the show is, you know, we can see who you are now and how great you look. And, you know, you've clearly found your fitness. You found what works for you and what sets you alive, so to speak. But I always like to ask people, when did you start? Like, when did you start being interested in a fitness lifestyle or being healthy and eating better? When was that for you? Why was that for you? And when did you actually, as we say, find your fitness where you really loved what you were doing? You weren't just doing it because you felt like I have to, or because I want to get healthy or I want to lose weight. What? So it's a three-part question. When did you start? Why did you start? And when did it all fall into place and you felt that you found your fitness?
Wow. Okay. Well, when I was a little girl and I just loved eating healthy, eating clean. My dad was a bodybuilder. And my mother had a health food store. So I've been really raised in a health conscious family and environment. So I was lucky to have that. And I just started loving working out and, you know, being involved in sports and eating healthy. And that has always been my interest. And hence why I went on to be a nutrition, or, you know, went to school for foods and nutrition eventually at San Diego State. But so it started at a really young age, and I would go over to my dad's house and we would lift weights together. And so he kind of got me into the whole weightlifting and that side of things. And when I went away to school, I didn't have as much time for, you know, for team sports. So I started getting more into my own fitness and waking up every morning doing AM cardio. And this was kind of meshing into my why, that I started to just feel how that made me feel and how it set off my day. And he actually asked me to do a show with him. I was 19 years old and he said, hey, you know, there's something called Figure and I would love to do a show with you. I'll do the bodybuilding division. You do the figure division. And in my mind, I was thinking bodybuilding, and that just wasn't something I was really interested in. But he opened my eyes to Figure when it just came out. And so I thought, how fun. So we did the show together. I was 19 years old in Santa Cruz and I won my class. Wow. I dieted for like two weeks, but it was more of an experience for the two of us to do together. And I will say, I just had such a blast. It was just, that was me getting my feet wet. And then I just kind of dug into it, wanted more. And it wasn't so much that I had won, but it was just like, wow, I finally get to be appreciated for being a little bit more muscular, you know, growing up with a little bit more of a muscular build. It was, you know, hard when you thought you were the muscular one or big boned or whatever you want to call it. So I just thought, wow, this is something that I can really shine in. So after that, I just started to get more into training and it just evolved. I did another show and then one thing led to another and I competed at the USAs and got my pro card, and it happened all so fast while I was in college. And from there, you know, won pro shows and the Olympia and the Arnold, and it was just one thing after another. But meanwhile, while my career was evolving in the fitness world, I was really finding my passion. So my why is how it was making me feel, and then I was noticing how it was rolling over into every area of my life. In my school, I was more productive at school. I, you know, was working, I was more productive at work, and then I was helping others reach their goals, and just we were vibing off each other, and it just became this synergistic, I don't know, just this energy that I just couldn't deny. So I knew that I was in the right place and going to school for foods and nutrition. Everything was just kind of falling into on my lap, you know, in the health world. And then now, gosh, it's just evolved now as a mom, and I've stepped away from competing, which is almost 10 years ago. And, wow. And now just really evolving my passion with others. And yeah, so that's kind of in a nutshell.
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now. I love what you said, because I've shared with our listeners on so many of these great interviews that I firmly believe, it certainly has been my experience as just the, like, I'm the typical fitness consumer, right? I'm the person that loves finding someone like you and going, oh my God, you know, I'm obsessed with this. I want to buy all of her eBooks. I want to get all of her workouts. So I'm like your typical, I'm not a trainer. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not credentialed. Of course, I am going to get my personal training certification because I've been so inspired to, from just a knowledge perspective, I want to do that.
Right. But
I'm the typical fitness consumer. And I found that as I started to, when I first started pursuing fitness, it was strictly, I want to lose weight. You know, I gained weight when I got into the corporate world and started eating all the muffins that were in the office all the time. Suddenly my suits were tighter. And so I got into Taibo, and then I got into weightlifting, and then that grew. But I did find, and I love how you said it, when you start improving your fitness, and then you just, you get the fever. And I could tell as you were sharing your story that you, even just remembering when you got started, you got that fever, and it flows into these other parts of your life. When you feel more accomplished and empowered at the gym and you feel stronger, you actually want to start behave, and you carry yourself differently. You carry yourself differently at the office. You carry yourself differently in relationships because you know what you're capable of. So I love hearing that from you, because I have definitely found that to be true. And I hope that when people are listening to our show, that's for the newbies out there, for the folks in the corporate world that are listening going, yeah, I want to get fit, but I don't have time. It's an investment in yourself. It's not just about getting down to a smaller size. And I think it really does. Do you find that with a lot of the women that you train as your clients, both online and in person, that once they start, it might not start affecting other areas of their lives, but inevitably it always does bleed into all of the other areas of their lives in a positive way?
Oh, absolutely. And it's kind of interesting because my whole philosophy and my training style is, of course, everyone wants to look good and feel good and, you know, all of those things, and reach that number on the scale, which let's not even talk about the scale. But I have more of an inside out approach where I really dig into, you know, my tagline is ignite your inner fire. And it's really helping people to find what triggers within them so that they can make this a realistic part of their lifestyle. And it's really, you know, for me, it's like if somebody comes to me and I like to keep things very realistic. So it's, even if you just move 5 minutes a day, it's like just those 5 minutes is going to just change your whole day, change your whole outlook. And then little by little, you start to crave more and you start to feel so amazing that you even want more. So so many of my, it's amazing to see how, you know, just to see the evolution of somebody where they come and they're really not sure. And then we start little by little introducing little things that they can do that they're like, wow, I can do this. And then before you know it, this is the person that's out, you know, doing something that they never thought that they would do, just because it all started with those 2 minutes, or, you know, it just kind of evolves because of that feeling that comes within. So it is really cool to watch.
It is. And I know exactly what you're saying. And I love that you said, you know, do 5 minutes, start with two, because that's a perfect jumping off point for my next question. I know that you are a busy mom. Do you have two daughters? Is that right? Two kids?
I have two kids. A son who's five, almost five, and my daughter's almost three.
Okay. So a son and a daughter, my bad. You're a busy mom. And again, I have watched you. I actually said, for everybody listening, when Gina and I were prepping and getting ready to record, I said, honestly, I have been a fan of yours for so long. So I first discovered Gina back when I was following a lot of fitness and figure competitors. Those were the folks that they really inspired me. And that's when I discovered Gina. But to watch her all these years later, so that was probably back in 2007 for me. It's 10 years later. And she looks, I mean, and I said this to her, I'm like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I think you look more beautiful and even better now, 10 years later. And ladies, for those of you listening, we've said this actually in three or four interviews I've recorded this week. That's another thing about finding your fitness. When you really find something you enjoy and you start changing your body and your health, it's going to make you look better just from like a overall beauty perspective. I see it all the time, and it changes the whole concept of aging. Now, back to what you said though, Gina, I know that you work with a ton of women and a ton of moms, and we have a lot of moms in the fitness, Fitfluential community, excuse me. And one of the things that we hear a lot folks writing in is they're wanting to change their bodies. They want to lose weight. They feel that they'll often write and go, I would love to lose weight, but I've tried everything and I don't have time. I have kids. I'm too tired. And I just can't do everything that you fitness people do. And it's like they look at fit people as if it's like a world of mutants, right? That they're all over there. They must have special skills or special gifts. And when you were talking a second ago about, hey, these folks start with 2 minutes a day or 5 minutes, and then fast forward, 6 months, 9 months, whatever it is down the road, they're blowing their mind with what they've been able to do. So I'm curious, you probably have a lot of women that come to you as clients, and they're saying those same things. They think, I'm a mom, I have kids, I don't have time. Well, guess what, Gina? You're a mom and you have kids and you have a busy business. How do you get them over that initial, I can't do this, and get them to understand that they can do this, and that you start with those baby steps?
Well, I think, so I offer, ebooks, which is pretty much you download the plan, you follow it, you're going to get amazing results, you're going to feel amazing. But who's there to hold your hand, right? That's, some people need that hand holding. And then I have one-on-one coaching that I do online. But the biggest thing is I have this VIP program, and this is how I get people over. So I think you know this, Kelly, but I have not worked out in a gym in over five years. I don't go to a gym. I don't have time for a gym. I get it. We don't have this time. And this is coming from me, who it's part of my daily life to get in activity. And even I say, I don't have time to go to a gym. I mean, those days are over for me. So I keep it very, very simple. I have workouts that I do that I provide for people that are no gym necessary. Some of them are 5 minutes. I do actual video, so it's real time. So I'm doing them with the person. And it's really proving to people that it doesn't take much. And I know that people, look at me, or they think you have to do all of this stuff to get results. And my mission is to really prove to people that it does not take much, and it sure does not take a gym, but what it does take is consistency. And how do we get that consistency? It's for being realistic. How do we, if I tell you, okay, today we're going to do 50 squats, but you can do them throughout the day. You can do 50 squats. You can do 10 here, 5 there, 2 when you're making dinner, 5 with your kids, but you're going to get those in. You're like, I can do this. And then the next day you do another mini challenge. And so I create these mini challenges for people that are very realistic. And like we talked about earlier, just making people feel good. That little mini challenge that they did makes them feel good. And then the next day we have another mini challenge that I'm guiding you through. Then there's a community where you've got the support to keep you going. And it's just like this, I get so excited talking about it, because it's just like this whole family of, it's not just like going and lifting weights and you meet with a trainer and you do 1, 2, 3 reps and then you leave and now you're left alone to go figure the rest of the day out and your choices. But it's like this community that I started when I was competing, and now it's just really evolved to this, thankfully with social media, now we do live workouts, and it's just like, you're never alone. You want more. This is totally realistic. I can do this. I'm feeling great. I'm getting more confident. I'm a better mom. So it's kind of interesting how it evolved once I became a mom and didn't have the time, but yet because I still have this deep passion for fitness and not letting myself go, which is something else we talk about in the group, is making yourself non-negotiable and all those things. But it just kind of evolved that, fitness is something that I'm not willing to let go. This is a part of who I am. This is my lifestyle. This is what makes me tick. This is what makes me, do what I do. So now I'm pregnant. How can I still evolve? How can I still incorporate fitness into my life, even though I may not be able to run or do hot yoga, but I can still, be flexible and with my training. And then now as a busy mom, I don't have a lot of time, but I can find 5-10 minutes a day to fit it in. And the fact that you say, you look quote unquote better, thank you so much. But it's I don't do as much, Kelly, but what I've done is I've just been consistent with my efforts, and that consistency over time is what is going to give you the most incredible results. And you're like, but I'm only doing a little bit, but yet I feel amazing and I look, but you know, I feel like I look great. So it's really interesting how it all unfolds when you find your passion and you find what fits for your lifestyle.
That's, gosh, I do love to hear your passion just bleeds through your voice. And often that's one of, to me, the biggest compliments I get about just Fitfluential. When we talk to I'll be talking to our clients and they're like, oh my God, this is so exciting that somebody's this excited about, you know, what we have and about fitness and so on. And it's genuine. It really comes through. And I love what you said about, hey, we're going to do 50 lunges today or 50 squats, but do them a little, you know, 10 here, 10 here. And when I think about that and some of the women, again, there's so many newbies that are listening to this show. There's so many newbies that are in the Fitfluential community that are probably doing some, but the number one thing we hear is, I've started, I'm not really getting anywhere. I want to do more, but I'm totally lost. And guess what? I was there 10, 15 years ago. And for me, I don't know if you ever read this, but like for me, I think one of the biggest moves forward in my fitness journey was I read Bill Phillips' Body for Life. And that was what really got me into probably, you know, finding figure competitors and, you know, looking for more information online. And that was way before social media. So I was going in forums. And I remember like that used to be what the options were. If you wanted to get fit, you would go find a book. And Bill Phillips' book was awesome. It was a game changer. But one of the things that I think for someone I was a newbie back then, and for a lot of people is that's a book and then you read it and it's like, here's this very strict program. And people think if they're not doing this exact program for 12 weeks and they don't have this huge transformation in 12 weeks, they failed. And such a key success, I think, and I'm going to ask you about this, I think so much success in getting healthier is in the mind. And what you just shared is that you help women go, you know, again, okay, it doesn't have to be in a gym. It doesn't have to be a 90-minute session, but we're going to make this accessible for you with no gym. And so you can incorporate a little bit here, a little bit when you're making lunch for the kids, maybe a little bit when you're in the hotel on the road. And then they have those successes, and those successes are going to go, I can do this. I did this today. And you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to make better choices with my food because yesterday I kicked ass. How important do you feel, Gina, the whole mental side of the fitness game is as far as an indicator of success?
Kelly, it's beyond. Like, people focus on the eating. They focus on the training. The whole mental game, and it's interesting because I am so big on the mind, and it's a big part of what I do. So every week I focus on a mantra with my VIPs, the community. And, you know, it's starting your day out right and then having a mantra. Like for last week's mantra was keeping it simple, and how we're keeping it simple with our workouts. We're keeping it simple with our home life. This is how we're going to function better as moms. So even though it's a fitness, you know, you think fitness, you think working out, eating right, it's actually these other areas that we focus on that help your fitness. Like I said, digging into the mind. Another mantra was making yourself non-negotiable. And that was just a big one that everyone still brings up. And I love it. We use that word all the time because it's, you know, as moms and mom or not, we always put ourselves on the back burner because we're busy. We have things to do and we don't have time for that. But when you make yourself non-negotiable and people think that that's selfish, actually it's the most selfless thing you can do because then you are so much more effective and efficient in everything you do. So I am really big on mental strength and all the mental sides of everything. And I think that's a huge component that people just forget about. So like I said, we focus a lot on, the mental components, mantras, things that really kind of keep you grounded and, keep you showing up and it's awesome. It's such a big, big part of fitness that I think is becoming more, people are more aware of, but it's huge. And I feel fortunate that I've kind of caught on to this. And I think that's part of the reason I was so successful competing is I was able to dig into the mind at an early age and kind of dig deep within myself to find, you know, how to get past milestones and obstacles and all those different things to be the best I can be. And it's all within ourselves. That's the thing. I think with social media, we're digging outside trying to find things, but it's really truly within ourselves. And we get really into that with with my platform.
That, I mean, you said, I was writing so many notes because I'm like, wow, there's so many perfect bumper stickers here. But the reality is, yeah, like, you remember something like, you know, make yourself non-negotiable. That's freaking awesome because, you know, you mentioned moms that they don't put themselves first. They put themselves last. Truly, even though I'm not a mom, this is something that I have had to learn in kind of a difficult way, you know, running our company and having us go through a really intense business transition this year. I have high goals and I wanted to do quite a lot. And I found myself becoming that workaholic again. And so many of the people in my life, luckily, are wise enough to know that they need to kind of, it's almost like they were figuratively shaking me and going, here's the deal. And in fact, one of the women that runs our podcast production company, she'll probably be listening to this, but Kate, thank you for the one day that you said, you have got to stop running yourself in the ground. And she used the example of, you know, she said, you're like that person, if a plane is going to crash, that you're running up and down the aisle, putting the oxygen mask on everybody, and you forget to put it on yourself. You have to take care of yourself and before you can take care of others. So the same thing, ladies, whether you're a busy mom, whether you're a singleton like me, or whether you're a busy mom with a crazy job, whatever it is, we're all busy. You got to say that you're worth it and realize that the more that you pour into yourself, it really makes you be better able to serve others in all these areas. It'll implement you, excuse me, not implement, it'll affect in a good way your relationships at home, at work. It'll affect everything you do. So put yourself first. That is absolutely awesome. And back to what you said, we're hearing a lot about what you offer and you've got these programs, you've got eBooks. I've been purchasing your stuff for years and it's very extensive, very detailed, quite a value. But one of the things for everybody listening, you know, when Gina talks about her VIP programs and how there's this accountability, I firmly believe, kind of piggybacking off of the mental side of fitness, if you don't figure out how to stay in this game and why you're worth it, you can know everything. We all know that we should eat right. We all know that we should exercise, whatever that looks like. If getting fit was that simple, just knowing what you needed to do, we'd all look like Gina Allen, okay? But you need to have your mind right, be able to talk yourself off of a ledge when you've pigged out and get back on track. And so community and accountability, I've said this in almost every podcast interview because I know it works for me. If you're going at it alone and you fall off the wagon and you go to a party Friday night and you have pizza and you're like, I just ruined everything. If you don't have community, you will inevitably, I think, give up. So I know that you can speak from experience with the folks you help in your community, but for folks that are going at it alone, I mean, can you just tell us in your experience, how important is that accountability and being able to share your struggles and when you fall down and how to get back on track and how to get past plateaus and not feel like, well, you know what? I guess I'm the only one. I'm hitting a plateau. I can't lose weight. If you're at it alone, you're going to give up. But if you're in a community and you have accountability and a guide, everything's different. Is that right? Would you say that is maybe part two of the mindset is
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's why you said, you know, you can pick up a book or I've been very successful with my eBooks that will deliver results, but people, okay, you can have the book, but who's going to hold your hand? Or what if you have a question or what if you have a bad day or you get discouraged? It's like, you need to have that person that gets you back on track to say, it's okay to say, you know, you're not a failure. That happened to me yesterday, or this is how I overcame that. So having that community is what is going to keep you going. And like you said, you mentioned something that reminded me of another mantra we had, which is, what is your why? What is your why? Why are you doing this? Because if you're doing it for somebody else, if you're doing it because you think you should do it, if you're doing it, you know, we all have a reason. And I think it's learning what is your why, because it makes you feel good, because whatever that is, you have to know what that is. And I don't think people truly understand what their why is. But then it's like, you know, you bounce ideas off each other with this community and you get to learn from each other. And I think the biggest thing is, like you said, is knowing that you are not alone. And people think that they're the only ones that have these struggles. And what's great about, you know, my VIP is that even I have struggles all the time and we share. So you're like, wow, she, I don't want to use the word perfect, but, you know, people look at through social media, especially, oh, she's got it easy for her, this or that. No, it's not. We all have our struggles, and it's just learning from each other. How do we overcome those struggles, and how do we get back up, and how do we stay consistent, and how, after all these years with all the things that you've gone through, how do you keep on track and stay consistent with your goals? And so it's learning from each other the different, oh, this makes your life easy, that little mandolin slicer, are you kidding me? You know, the little things that really keep it simple and are like, wow, you know. So I think the sense of community and the friendships and the family that's created is 100% just a huge, huge part of success, but more so long-term success.
Yeah. I can't suggest that and emphasize everything that she just said strongly enough, because I am so passionate about getting other women in particular, because men, that's a whole other ball game. You know, men, number one, they're not as hard on themselves as we are. They don't, I think, have to deal with the media images and the pressure to be a certain size or a certain weight or whatever as women do. And women, we're so hard on ourselves. You know, we have, we're working so hard at home, at the office, whatever, but we're also just hard on ourselves. We beat ourselves up. And I'm working on that. But having the accountability and the ability as well, you brought up something to ask questions. I remember back in that day when I bought Bill Phillips' book, I had so many questions. I had no idea. You know, I remember he said, you know, back in that, those days, it was, he wanted to do the 20-minute hit every other day, which is kind of interesting. That was pretty ahead of his time. But I remember I would freak out and go, but wait a minute, my Taibo workouts are 45 minutes. And I would obsess and go, am I going to ruin everything if I don't do 20 minutes? And if I do kickboxing and other people, I'd finally go to the forums. And then I found like, okay, I've found some people that can answer. And again, that's what led me to find people like you and Oxygen Magazine and all this stuff. But being able to ask questions is key, because there's so many, and this is a really great layup for my next question. There's so many, as we call them, myth understandings, not misunderstandings, but myth understandings about fitness. And I always, again, I'm putting myself in the shoes of somebody who's a corporate exec in corporate America, and they decide they're 50 pounds overweight, they're 25 pounds overweight, and they're in the checkout line at the grocery store, and they see Muscle and Fitness Hers, or they see Shape Magazine. And there's all of these great articles about how to get more protein, how to get Jennifer Aniston's toned arms in 10 minutes a day. If you go on Pinterest, I'm sure you would know this too, Gina. There's always something on there that's like a cleanse that you can do in 10 days and lose 25 pounds. There's a lot of crazy information out there. And people can, I think, get sucked into the wrong thing. And then they're going to try it and they're going to have bad results. They could potentially get sick and damage their health. And then they're going to give up. So my next question to you is, considering all the women that you've worked with, considering your own experience, what would you say are the biggest myth understandings? I'm going to throw a couple your way. Excessive cardio is the way to lose weight. And if I'm not losing weight, I should just eat less and less and less. And if I'm really not losing weight, both increase my cardio and eat less and do more and just keep increasing the extremes for both of those. Those are some myth understandings. What do you see? First of all, I'd love to see what your response is to that. Excessive cardio and eating, just denying yourself everything. But what are the common myth understandings about getting fit that you see when people first come to you that you have to help them kind of get over?
Well, I totally agree with the two you said, and piggybacking on that, the myth that it takes a gym. I'm just going to say that because I'm proof that it doesn't take a gym. So it doesn't take a gym and it doesn't take a lot of time, because I think the time factor, especially since moms and busy moms, is kind of, you know, resonates with a lot of people. People think it takes a lot of time, or, you know, oh, I don't have 20 minutes or 5 minutes. That's not going to do anything, Gina. If I can't do an hour, 5 minutes is not going to do anything. Cause I know I've read that before too, where, you know, there's the two philosophies where a little bit makes a difference or a little bit's not worth it. Like, just depending, people think you have to do a lot to get the results.
That would
so
be me.
I think, yeah, no.
In the past.
Here's the thing. In the past, so Kelly, here's my thing. You don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time. But what you have to do is you have to give that little bit of time that you have your all. So it's about quality time. The quality that you put into that little bit of time is going to give you the results, versus thinking that you have to spend countless hours in the gym. I mean, I think, Kelly, when I used to work out at the gym, now thinking back, my workouts were less effective and took way more time because I'm, you know, people are talking to you, that's the amount of time it takes to get there. And then, you know, you're waiting for machines. It's like, it's just like, but now I have a lot less time, but for some reason I'm so much more efficient with that 5-10. I'm not kidding you. 15, like most of my workouts are no more than 15 minutes. I promise you. So it's just that I'm efficient. And even just like, we talk about mind-muscle connection a lot. It's not about how much you, that's another myth, that it you have to use a lot of weight or, you know. My garage gym right now does not go beyond 10-pound dumbbells. I go very light, but I focus on mind-muscle connection, and people love this because a lot of people think they can't, you know, they get intimidated by weight, but it's really drop your dumbbell. Let's just do a bicep curl with nothing at all, but simply putting your mind into your muscle, squeezing and engaging, and you will get a much better workout by just doing that than you would at the gym with some crazy weight. So I think that's another myth that people think it takes a lot of weight, a lot of time, it takes a gym. And then as you said, the biggest one, well, two others, gosh, I could talk forever, but two
this
others.
This is awesome though.
Oh my gosh. The two others is definitely restriction when it comes to food. You know, that number one, you have to drop your calories, and number two, that it has to be boring. And you know, from my zucchini loaf, that food, if you can make the most healthy meal and with zucchini pasta and zucchini breads and, you know, stir fries. And now, you know, we've created Devotion Nutrition is the nutrition line that my partner and I've created to help make healthy eating fun, because people think it's boring, it's bland, I can't stick with it, it's steamed broccoli and chicken, it's disgusting. Well, yeah, if I had to eat like that, I wouldn't eat like that either. So it's also learning that you can make it fun. And that's the whole point, is making it realistic, keeping it fun, keeping it simple. And I think that when people can kind of have that mental switch in their mind, it becomes like, I can do this. Like, this is good. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, that kind of sums up what I think are some of the myths out there.
I, on a side note, we have to talk about your Devotion Nutrition, off, because if you've created something like that, and I did see that when I pulled up your site before we started talking, but I want to hear more about that because, and I do want to say for everybody listening, just on the food note, number one, it really is amazing. I founded Fitfluential in 2011. And in those early days, there were certain, I'm just going to say like supplement and protein brands that were, they littered the pages of Oxygen Magazine, Muscle and Fitness, whatever. And there were some big names that some of them have gone out of business now or whatever because of crazy ingredients and whatnot. But fast forward to today, there has been so much progress, both in like the mainstream space. You've got, you know, companies that are acquiring, you know, big CPG companies that are acquiring brands like Epic, because they realize they've got to get, you know, cleaner eats in their portfolio, right? So the big brands are seeing that they need to listen to this consumer who's a label reader, who wants a healthier lifestyle. And there's just, it's the coolest thing ever to realize that there's something new every day. We get these companies that'll reach out and they'll send us products at Fitfluential, and we taste it. I'm like, oh my God, like essentially coconut. I remember they sent us some other stuff and it's like coconut butter. Oh my, and I'm like licking the jar. So for everybody listening, yeah, it is not, it doesn't, to eat healthy doesn't mean bro science and chicken and broccoli like it was 8 or 9 years ago. So much has changed and there are so many options. And back to community, I get some of my best meal ideas. I mean, I am obsessed with Gina's zucchini protein bread. I make it all the time. It is the highlight of my post-workout. Like I go home and I'm driving like, I get Gina's zucchini protein bread when I get home. I'm so excited.
Yes.
I mean, and I've been sharing this, and every time I share it, someone's like, what's that recipe? And Gina, I always, side note, I always feel like, I hope you're cool with me sharing that. And I always tag you in it because I'm like, it's not my recipe. It's Gina's.
Aww.
The food is
no, thank you for sharing. Are you?
Yeah.
Thank you for sure. People need to see that because then, you know, it's like, why do I not crave bread all the time? Well, because my zucchini loaf to me is just like literally going to Starbucks and getting a coffee, you know, some their version of whatever loaf it is. So no, please
Absolutely.
Do. I think the more people can see how yummy it can be, then the better off it'll be.
But that's how you get, like, I'm guessing you probably, it's not just that we need to get, like, I have ideas that I come up with. I'm not really that great at coming up with recipes, but sometimes I'll come up with some weird food combination. I put it up on, you know, my Instagram story, and suddenly people are like, oh my God, I made that. Or because way back in the day, I was putting coconut oil in my coffee, and I'd meet people at a conference and they go, yeah, because of you, I put coconut oil. So that's the other thing about community, people. When you join a community, you'll get great recipe ideas. You'll probably end up sharing. And that's another thing that can help you, because again, loving what you eat, loving what you do as far as workouts is pretty amazing. And again, Gina, I love what you said about no gym needed. You don't need to have a lot of time. These are things, even me, I got into a bad place when I started training, where my first trainer would have me, nothing, not that it was bad, but that was the mindset back then. My first trainer would have me do an hour of weights, and then he'd say, and you know what this was like, Gina, because you competed. He was like, go on the Stairmaster for 45 minutes and then go in the sauna. So my whole gym time was like 3 hours. Who's got that kind of time? So I love that everything you do, and people, we'll get Gina to share, and we'll share this in the notes, but when you follow her online, you will see she works out in her garage. I love it, because half the time I've watched your videos, Gina, and I think it was either your, I don't know if it was your daughter or your son, but they were right there with you and kind of like playing in the background. And I'm like, she is a walking illustration of busy mom, your kids are right there, and you're working out in your garage and you're getting it done. And I love that. And I love that you address the whole people thinking 5 minutes isn't going to do anything. That would be me. I would think there's no way this is going to make an impact. But you know what? What's not going to make an impact? Doing nothing, right?
Right. And I think that because I'm so passionate about this, and it's what I do, that I've been that girl when I competed, like you said, 3 hours a day, you know, between 40, I don't think I went beyond 50 minutes twice a day. So wow, 100 minutes a day plus weight training. But I've done that, right? And you saw the look then. Now, fast forward almost 10 years from competing, 2 kids later, and, you know, I like my look better too, because I feel longer, leaner, and appreciate you saying, you know, that, you know, you think I look better now than whatever. But that's proof that it doesn't take all that. And here, like, fast forward, I've done a complete 360. I have my cardio's with my kids in the stroller, or I go to the city pool that I fell in love with when I was pregnant. I don't do any equipment, you know, so it's like, I like the fact that I like to practice what I preach. And now I can use myself as an example to say, look, like, this is truly, and I think sometimes they always ask, like, how much do you do? Oh my gosh. And because I stay in great shape year round, but the funny thing is I don't do that much. And so I really, really want that to hit home with people, that it's just when you find that passion, when you love what you eat, when you love how you're working out, or you love that this is a realistic part that you can do this, that suddenly it just kind of all falls into place without even really trying. And that's how you know it's a lifestyle.
Absolutely. And you know, that's a perfect layup. You're doing all the perfect layups, and I didn't even plan this, but I think one of the last perfect questions for today, and I've taken so many notes. So Gina, offline, I'll follow up with you, because I have some ideas for things I want to feature about you on fitfluential.com. And I think that we should definitely have you back on the show, because you're just such an example for so many moms, and for, you know, for singletons too. I mean, everything that you teach moms is applicable to someone like me who's not a mom. But I think one of the great things we can close up with today that I hear when I'm hearing you talk, and I hear your enthusiasm and your passion and how far you've come. I mean, ladies, if you do some Googling on her and you see what she was like in the fitness competition space, and coming from that place where it's really intense training and hours. And back then, that was the thing. Everybody would talk about, yeah, I do cardio 2 hours a day, and then I do this, and you've got to really be precise on your macro. And back then it was chicken and broccoli 3 times a day, 6 times a day, and oatmeal and egg whites for breakfast. And that's all you ate. And it was very extreme. And to have someone like Gina come fast forward to today and be saying, look, I work out less, I'm happy, I found a great fit, I work out in my gym, I'm living a really happy, joyful life with my kids, with my family. This, what I hear in your voice is you're happy, you're not stressed out. And I think one of the things that can be such an indicator of success. This goes with the mental side of it. When you realize that getting fit and losing weight and being healthy can, number one, taste good. You can still go out and have wine, people. You can still have pizza. Oh, you can still
I love my wine and my martinis. I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh my God, a dirty martini is sounding so good. But when you realize like you can get fit and it doesn't have to invade your life. It's not about deprivation and craziness. It is about changing your mindset and giving yourself a break. But then when your stress goes that far down and your endorphins go up, everything is different. So removing the stress from it, from worrying about, I can't do this, I don't have time. If you dive in, your stress is going to go down because you're going to feel better. Would you say that too? Do you know that's a big part is once you get into finding what works for you and you have a community and you're on a program with a guide and you're in a safe place where you can ask questions, your stress goes down. Your stress affects your fitness.
Huge. I mean, if I, whatever I take somebody on as a one-on-one, I mean, even beyond the VIP, it's like, we have to eliminate as much stress as possible in order for you to see the results you want. And that's why the keep it simple mantra was huge, because it's like how keeping it simple in your life, how, you know, getting rid of the clothes you're not wearing is going to add less stress to your life, which is going to allow you to manage the things that you have to do. So it all goes together. And the more that we can eliminate stress from our lives, then that's when your body's going to respond. Because you could be doing all the same, you could have the same menu, the same training. And if you're stressed, you're not going to get the results. But if you remove the stress, all of a sudden, you didn't change anything, but kind of found a place to unwind and your body starts to unfold. Which reminded me, Kelly, that another thing that I'm really big on that I push with my VIPs every Sunday, this is the hardest day for them because they think, you know, if they're not doing something that they have a hard time with doing less. So every Sunday, it's a rest and unplug day, like a Gina approved must rest and unplug for Sunday. And I see people still do stuff and I'm hoping that just over time, they're going to finally like get it. But it's really important. And I think with our day and age that we're in right now, it's go, go, go. It's do. And people aren't taking enough time. And I did a 2-minute meditation that I still promote every day for them. 2 minutes, unplug your phone, get off of social media, spend 2 minutes. If you don't meditate, you want to just call it silent time. I don't care. But just 2 minutes to just unplug. And I, everything that I preach is something that I'm working on myself because we don't do enough of it. And, you know, this is a whole nother conversation that we could get into, but I struggle with it every day with just the constant, you know, just the constant, the messages, the Facebook messages, you're on your computer and you get this text message and then this alert. And it's like, it's overstimulation. And
absolutely.
I think that that's a whole other topic that I'm really big on and I'm really trying to promote. And a lot of people are catching on, but like I said, they'll catch on over time because I still see them doing things, but I'm just trying to be that example and work on it myself that we just unplug. And that doing nothing is going to help us be able to push harder during the week or during that workout. So yeah, it's really interesting.
It takes a while to get there. And I'm with you too, Gina, like a lot of the things that we can read, like how much we need to take a day off. We can read how much meditation. And I would read a lot of things. I would hear about how meditation is good for you for years. But when I finally had my health take a backseat and I really committed and I said, I'm going to meditate every day, it made such an impact on me. And it's little things. I meditate for 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes. And my mindset, back to what you said earlier in the interview, I used to think, how can 10 minutes do anything? Guess what it does? And when I don't do my meditation, when I don't have the consistency, everything changes. And the reason that I'm able to, when I've fallen off the wagon, for lack of a better way of saying it, when I get off track, the reason I've been able to bounce back faster is community, accountability, and being in these groups with, and just again, everything that we've talked about today, not going at it alone. All of these things that we've talked about, they're all connected. If you have high stress and you're upset about not being able to get fit, guess what? If you don't go at it alone and you maybe dive into a program, of course, I'm going to recommend, and Gina, in just a second, I want you to tell everybody where they can go check you out and potentially dive into your amazing ebooks and your recipes and your programs and so on. But again, everybody that's listening, if you are really frustrated and really stressed, number one, I hope that interviews like this get you realizing fitness and wellness and feeling better and looking better, they're accessible for you. And it doesn't mean hours in the gym. And once you start, if you start the right way, and by, for me, the right way is not going at it alone. You need to have a guide. You need to have an expert. You need to have a safe place with other women that are going through the same thing. And that's what this is all about. That's what, that's why I have Fitfluential here, so that we can help you find your fitness and expose you to amazing women like Gina, who are there as amazing guides. And I mean, she has all the expertise in the world and amazing programs. I mean, clearly I'm geeking out because I've been such a fan of hers, but I really want you guys to go check out her sites, check out everything she offers, because clearly she knows what she's doing. She's passionate about it, and she can help you. So that said, Gina, I went way over our time, which I knew I would.
No.
If you can, and we will definitely have you back on the show, tell everybody where they can find you online, and because I want to make sure we spell your name correctly. And of course, we'll put the links in the show notes as well. But where can everybody find you online?
Can I just say one thing? I just want to mention, just quickly say that what you said about the community, I can't stress that enough. And just finding your tribe, whether that be my VIP or somebody else's, you know, program, or I'm just really big on, like you said, finding what resonates with you, but find a tribe and bounce around until you find that tribe, because it is going to be what is going to keep you accountable. And so I am so big on, you know, exploring different communities and seeing what works for you, because you might go into one and say, yeah, this, you know, I like this, but I'm just, you'll know, you will know, just like when you meet your match in life, like you will know when you find it. But find your tribe, find your community, because it will be what will keep you on track, and it'll hold you accountable. Did you do your 2-minute meditation? Did you get in your challenge? You know what I mean? So I know that your tagline or your mantra with your, with Fitfluential is similar to mine, where it's just find what ignites you and bounce around until you find it. And then when you know, you'll know. And that will be the ticket to really unleash what you need to stay on track. So yeah, I'm glad that you touched on that. Community is huge. But to answer your question, you can find me at GinaAliotti.com. So it's www.GinaAliotti.com. And I'm on Facebook, Gina Aliotti, as well as Instagram. Those are my two platforms. And yeah, just Google my name and you can find me.
I'm glad you said it, because for the longest time when I would look at your website, I was doing it with two L's. And that's why I said, let her spell it, because I've learned that it's one L instead of, I was doing the opposite. One, I was doing, well, anyway, I have spelling issues, but everybody.
One L, two C's.
Exactly. We will, of course, link up to Gina's site in the show notes. If you have any questions, again, I'm going to talk with Gina offline to get her to come back on the show. Maybe we'll do some Facebook Lives together. Who knows? Because I think she's, again, one of the best folks out there in the business. She knows her stuff. She's amazing. Clearly, you've picked up the fact that she's very passionate. We've got to let her go, because I know she's actually got a Facebook Live coming up. So everybody, thanks for tuning in. If you have questions for us that we can pass on to Gina, or that we can cover on our next interview, podcast@fitfluential.com is our email. But until next time, thanks everybody for tuning in. We will see you all next time.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Olexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.